Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. This is Stu. Mike is out this morning. I am over my cold, but my voice has not completely come back yet. That is one of the pitfalls from working in a room that's 40 degrees every day. The voice will take a little while to come back. Still coughing just a little bit. It's more like clearing my throat constantly. But if you will bear with me, we'll get through this hour. And then hopefully next week it'll all be cleared up. Like I say, Mike's not here this morning, but Leanna's working the board. Phil's in there answering your calls, and I'm here eating a biscuit. And I want to thank Leanna for this. We'll get into it a little bit, but she brought in some homemade honey, and honey is one of my favorite things in the world, and some biscuits to try it with. And we're going to talk about a few things today, because something's happening this week, Leanna. What's coming up this week? Is it a...
Lots of food.
Is it a barbecue?
No, there's a turkey. Well, I mean, I guess you can barbecue turkey, like smoke it.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is this week, so we're going to talk a little bit about the first Thanksgiving and kind of contrast and compare it to the modern menu. And, there's no telling what else we're going to talk about. It was an interesting week. Once again, in college football, we're not going to get into it too much, but Alabama, clearly the best team in college football. Ohio State, clearly the most overrated team in the top 10. Auburn is Auburn, War Eagle. We are what we are. I didn't catch a Jag score. How did they do yesterday?
Oh, I didn't catch it either.
Okay. Well, if someone wants to send us something on the text line, 343-0106, let me know. Or we've got the Facebook Live going. If you want to drop it in the comments section, that would be appreciated. I do like to say, go Jags. I'd actually like to go to a Jags game, but it's probably going to have to wait till next year. Hey, there's cough number one for the day. We have a lot getting ready this weekend, and I'm going to share with you some things I've learned working in the grocery industry for Thanksgiving. Number one, the meals you're going to cook your family the week of Thanksgiving, not the Thanksgiving dinner, but dinner when they get home Monday night and after school snacks and all that. You should be doing the grocery shopping for that 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. Because the week of Thanksgiving, the selection in grocery stores of the regular things is not going to be as good. And that's simply because there's too much to do with turkey and ham and sweet potatoes to do the full line of steaks or pork chops or stuff. And there's also not the room for it. So rack up on your microwave dinners and your frozen pizzas. Because we've had a lot of people coming in and they really love cube steak. And they eat cube steak every Wednesday night. Well, you're not going to be eating it this week because we're not doing any cube steak. We got to do turkeys and hams. So that's something I didn't realize. It makes perfect sense. And it's one of those things where I look at it and go, well, any idiot should have known that. But apparently not, because I'm an idiot and I didn't know that. But the other thing is, if you're doing something for a large group, and a lot of people don't do this very often, it's maybe once or twice a year, and you need something special for that in a large amount, you can't walk into a grocery store at 5 o'clock in the evening and go, I need to get 40 ribeye steaks, because they're not going to have 40 ribeye steaks. They're not going to stop and cut you 40 ribeye steaks. You need to call a couple of days in advance or anything like that. Grocery stores are not in the business of selling to people who are feeding 50 people. They are in the business of selling to one person who's feeding four people. And they want to sell 50 different families to do that. So, you know, again, this is all part of the learning curve that I'm getting from this. But grocery stores are not set up. I mean, they'll help you as much as they can, but they're not set up for 10 caterers to walk in there in one day. It's just simply, there's not the supply for it. And so anything that you're doing, like if you want to do a big prime rib for 40 people for Thanksgiving, if you don't have it ordered by Monday, you're not getting it. Last week is when you should have ordered it. And I've noticed that with people, even when it's not the holidays, that they're going to do a potluck supper at the church tomorrow. And we need 5 cases of pork chops. Well, you should have ordered 5 cases of pork chops, either from a distributor or from the grocery store, and you should have done it a week ago. You just can't throw together dinner for 100 people in an afternoon. You have to plan ahead. And that comes from my catering days. We could not produce food for a wedding on Saturday night if we went grocery store hopping at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. The wedding's already ruined at that point. You need to buy your groceries days in advance. If there's anything special you need, like special cuts or a large volume of it, you need to call and give them a chance to help you. And we're seeing a lot of frustrated people, and it's even harder this year because the food processing plants are not at full capacity. They're not going to be at full capacity. And these shutdowns that are coming, we're about to lose food completely. If they shut the country down again, grocery stores aren't going to have any food because there's no one to send it to us. So you don't need to walk into any retail place and expect a massive amount of something for a special event that you're doing if you haven't called ahead. And the ones that are calling ahead, they're getting what they want. They're getting taken care of. But you got to give people at least a day's notice, at least, especially during the holidays. So those are some things that I've learned working in the grocery industry now about getting ready for the holidays. You need to plan ahead. You need to order ahead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a week ahead is your best bet. That is your best bet. A day ahead, you're 50-50 at getting what you want. The day of, you probably got a 10% chance. So planning ahead, and I know it's hard, and people that don't cater all the time don't know this. People seem to have this assumption that what is behind the back doors of a grocery store, storage-wise, is as big as what's in the front, and it's not. There's just a hallway back there. Pretty much everything that comes into a grocery store goes out on the floor, except things that, you know, the light affects, and I've learned that with meat too. The lights in the grocery store will make that meat turn colors before it goes bad. It's bad for the meat, but you have to have clear plastic because people want to see what they're looking at. So what you do is you only cut enough for one day with a little bit for the next day. And so that's why they do that. They have to keep them in controlled rooms. That's it. That's the only storage they got. It's a couple of coolers. And you walk in the back of our store, and if Mike were here, he could tell you because he's in and out of every store in Mobile County, Baldwin County. There's no storage back there. It's just an end of a building with a hallway and maybe a loading ramp and a bathroom or two. There's just not much back there. So I guess I thought the same way, too, before I went in there, that whatever you see in the front of the store, there's equally that much storage in the back. And there's just not.
Right.
And, you know, with I think it's Aldi, which is coming to this area, and I'm not a fan of the grocery store from having shopped in them, but a lot of people love them, and I think Trader Joe's is the same way. What you see on the floor is all they have. They fill the floor, and that's it.
Right.
They don't want any storage. And Trader Joe's, which I love, they don't stack shelves. Whatever box it comes off the truck in, they cut the top off and put it out on the floor. Mm-hmm. That's the way it should be done. Because I could tell you, we waste hours every day going up and down shelves, pulling stuff to the front. It's ridiculous, especially those stupid Lunchables. They're not designed to stand up, but we have to stand them up. And so I really like that Trader Joe approach of whatever bin it comes into the store in, we put it on the floor. And if you walk up and you don't like the selection in that bin, you need to go to another store because till that bin gets empty, that's all that's going to be there. And that's why Trader Joe gives premium prices at low cost, because they don't waste time having people walk around stacking shelves constantly all day long.
Yeah.
That's old school grocery store stuff that has got to go. If they want to be profitable, they're going to have to let go of people stacking shelves. It's insane how much time. So I've talked to some of the managers and said, They know where everything is. They're the only ones who know where everything is in the store because they're the only ones who have to go through when everyone goes home and fix everything.
Right.
That's part of their job. And it is almost funny when people come in. They'll see you walking through the store and you're wearing the meat coat and maybe a little blood on it, you know, looking all gory and cool and go, where are the Raisinettes? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. You don't know. No, I'm a meat cutter. I cut meat. I put meat in the meat section. And the seafood guy works in the seafood section. And the produce guy works in the produce section. We don't know the rest of the store. We don't need to.
Right. So
that's at the first break. When we get back, we're going to talk about a few things. If you want to jump in, it's 343-0106.
In the wine. Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right. Deanna giving me a tip here to help me with the lagging cough and the hoarseness that won't go away even though I'm over this little cold. And it was a cold, just a normal cold. Heather constantly managed or check my temperature. If I'd have had a fever, we'd have been off to the doctor. And no fever, no issues. And first thing I want to do, I want to say congratulations to the town of Wilmer for getting their first liquor store. Wilmer Wine and Liquor is open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., Sundays, noon to 11 p.m., located at 13433 Moffett Road, and their phone number is 251-649-4647. And as the good book says, this do ye as oft as ye drink in remembrance of me. Although I think legally we have to add, only do so responsibly, must be 21. But congratulations to Wilmer.
Their first?
Yeah, their first liquor store. They have a lot of opposition to freedom in Wilmer from some local organizations. And they're all very irate about this liquor store being opened up in their town. Well, let's remind people that the reason your town isn't legally a city anymore is because you were so crooked the state of Alabama dissolved your charter. Those are the same people that are upset about the liquor store. Mm. The same ones that were running a speed trap. So for them, I suggest you go back and look at the book of Matthew, chapter 15, 7 through 11. I think that will help address the situation. But I go by, went through there, went through twice. What is today? Sunday? Friday. I had to take a dog and a cat to the vet for their annuals. And we use Singing River Hospital over in Loosedale because where we live, it's close.
Right.
Compared to like Theodore Animal Hospital, which is another good place. Some places in Grand Bay. Loosedale's closer. And Singing River is just, it's head and shoulders above any other vet I've ever used, and the prices are lower than any vet that I've used. Mm-hmm. That's why I'll go there, because that was the recommendation. Cheaper than any veterinary vet that you can go to in Mobile County, and, you know, 30 minutes from the house.
Right. I've heard good things about them.
They are wonderful. They are wonderful. And it's a nice little drive out there. Mm-hmm. And if you time it right, you can go to Rocky Creek Catfish Cabin. Get you your catfish.
Yummy.
Yeah. So once again, Wilmer, congratulations on the new liquor store. Leanna, let's talk about this here honey that you have brought me.
Yes. My fiance has beehives, and so he goes...
Not the hairdo.
Not the hairdo.
Okay.
Although that brings up funny images of a guy with a beehive and a big beard, but...
Yeah. Next Halloween. I got your man bun right here.
So he goes and harvests once a year. I'm not sure. We take care of it during the year, and it's wildflowers, honey, which is really good for your allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Has a lot of ingredients. You know, it's good to eat honey within 50 miles of where you live. It helps with your allergies, and it has all kinds of other nutrients in it. But we bottled this up, and we've been selling it for the last couple of weeks. And what's left over, he's going to make mead. I love mead.
I once described mead as tasting like cheap malt liquor with honey in it. And I had a wedding where I was supposed to braise beef shoulder in mead, and they didn't get me any mead, so I used Bud Ice and honey, and it was wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'd rather had the mead.
Right.
You doing bathtub mead?
A bathtub mead.
Yeah. A lot of people just mix it in their bathtub.
Well, he has a fermenter.
Oh, nice.
So he set up, and his brother just sent us some bottles. He does it as well. He's a distiller up in Huntsville at Straight to Ale. And
cool,
so I guess it runs in the family because they've brewed everything from beer and mead, and he makes his brother makes absinthe and rum and all kinds of things. But I'm really interested in the mead. I hadn't been a big fan of mead before, but when we went to a Ren Fair, had some, and it was delicious. So I'm really looking forward to our own.
Yeah, I'm sure Mike and I will look forward to trying it.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure you'll love it.
Make for a great segment, I think. I do want to say that in the next segment, we're going to be joined by my good friend Meredith Zimmerman from Rini's Honey Butter. Which,
yum.
Have you had it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, she's going to be on, and we're going to talk about the things they have available for not just Thanksgiving, but for the whole holiday season at The Cottage.
The Cottage.
Yeah, out there in West Mobile.
I met her a couple of years ago before she had The Cottage. It was at a little art fair, and we became addicted to that booth. Somehow we passed it 4 or 5 times and sampled everything she had.
Have you tried the toffee honey butter yet?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cookies and cream.
Oh, I hadn't had that one.
Oh, I don't know if she still does that one, but that was what got me hooked in the first place. I tried some of that. I'm a big fan of cookies and cream, and so good. Everything she had. We tried a little bit of everything.
Right.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah, we usually have jars of Rini's honey butter in the refrigerator. We are currently out. Meredith. because of the hurricanes,
right.
You know, being without power twice in a month period, you know, I threw a lot of stuff away.
Right.
It was just, there was no point. It hurt massively to throw a lot of this good stuff away that I had accrued over the year, but we do it. Well, Thanksgiving is this Thursday. For those of you who haven't noticed, Thanksgiving is coming up. And one of the things that we always hear is, turkey and dressing were not at the first Thanksgiving. I've said it every year. You know, what we think of as the traditional Thanksgiving dinner is not what it looked like at the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided to do some deep research.
Okay.
There are only 2 documents still in existence from 1621 that list what was on the menu. And I'm not going to read them directly because English was a little different then, and it, you know, if you've read the King James Bible, it's very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little hard to understand. So I let some people who are smarter than me go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, here's what we got. The first Thanksgiving took place between pilgrims and the Wampanoag, I think I got that right, tribe, at Plymouth Colony in 1621. They describe a feast of freshly killed deer, assorted wild fowl, a bounty of cod and bass, and flint. I don't know what that is. Oh, a native variety of corn harvested by the Native Americans, which was eaten as cornbread or porridge. Also on the menu was fish, eel, and shellfish, such as lobster and mussels. Lobster, lots of lobster.
Mm-hmm.
The colonists thought it was garbage. They didn't know why anyone wanted to eat that. And now it's one of our most cherished dishes in the world. But the important thing on here is assorted wild fowl. Well, digging in my research, some of that wild fowl was actually turkeys. So they did have turkey at the first Thanksgiving. And this this Native American corn that they used that was cornbread and porridge, right there is your basis for dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a porridge is just corn, is just dressing that hadn't been baked yet. And then they had cornbread. So I'm going to go ahead and say it now. they did have turkey and dressing at the first Thanksgiving. It just didn't look quite the way, although the turkeys probably looked exactly the same. You know, a little smaller. But I think they pretty much had something that we would recognize as turkey and dressing if mm-hmm. we sat down to eat it. So I'm glad I did my own research in this and delved on into it. I love all the seafood, though. And that lends to, you know, the Gulf Coast tradition. A lot of families have seafood gumbo at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the timing is perfect because that's the last of your shrimp and the beginning of your oysters.
Right.
So if you're doing a Thanksgiving seafood gumbo, you should have shrimp and oysters in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't like oysters. I get it. It's not a rule. No one's going to come over and smack you in the head for it. But if you're trying to hit on something and everybody does like oysters, that's the way to do it. Now, I have come up with a method so that you could do shrimp and oysters in a gumbo,
mm-hmm.
even for people who don't like oysters. Put the oysters raw in the bottom of the bowl. Pour the gumbo on top. And then people with oysters have them. They're going to heat through. They're good to eat the second you pull them out of the water, so it's not like they need to cook. Oyster lovers are going to prefer that a lot better. It'll heat them up. They'll release a little bit of that oyster liquor. And that has worked out well for me. Kind of like the same way that I deal with those nut jobs that don't want okra in gumbo. I fry the okra, put it on the side, and they can garnish with it.
Right.
3430106 when we come back. Meredith Zimmerman from Rini's Honey Butter.
Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Makes me forget that
and we are back. Checking out the old text line up here. David Preston just ordered my Thanksgiving ham from a place called South Alabama Custom Meats. I believe that's in Grand Bay. And I haven't been there personally, but I have heard nothing but good things about it. It's supposed to be a wonderful place. It's been a tough year for small businesses everywhere. Consider supporting local businesses holiday season. That's right, David. Usually doesn't cost you anything extra. My ham costs the same price as it would have at Rouse's.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I appreciate that, David. And, South Alabama, I need to get down there and check it out. I need to. I like to go to a good butcher shop.
Mm-hmm. I have heard of that one. I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah. Is this what you were reading the blueberry mead from?
Yes.
That text. Hey, y'all, speaking of mead, the purple liquid to the right, I guess there's a picture coming, is blueberry mead called Melamomel. There you go. I got it. All right. Well, we're going to bring on our good friend Meredith Zimmerman now. Meredith, good morning, and do you have any honey butter I can borrow?
Good morning. Mm. Happy early Thanksgiving to y'all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm so excited for this week, and I always have honey butter, so anytime.
Yay.
What have y'all got cooking this week?
Well, this week we have, which we've already closed, our pre-order pickup for doing our pies and yeast rolls and mm-hmm. all those goodies the day before Thanksgiving. But we have our huge event on Saturday. It's a small business Saturday. So just like that comment you just read, everybody's really wanting to step up and support our small businesses this year. And that's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving where you get the opportunity to shop all your local stores and really support them. So we'll be having an event that day from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our location called The Cottage in West Mobile. Yeah. And we'll have other vendors coming too. So other small businesses will be set up outside and you can shop them and then shop us and all of our goodies.
Outstanding. And I guess the holiday season is a big time for you, isn't it?
It is a big time. You know, we do lots of fun gift sets, which will make great gifts for your neighbors, your kids' teachers, or, you know, we can do corporate gifts for your employees. So we have samplers and sampler sets and gift baskets and all of those fun things that make gift giving really easy.
Yeah, and you've got more than just butter too, right?
We do have more than just butter. So, you know, we do a grab-and-go breakfast if you want any of those items, biscuits, bagels, muffins. But then we call our shopping section a gourmet food boutique. So we sell a lot of local and small business gourmet food items that you can't find at Walmart or Target or anything like that. So they're unique to us in the area.
Outstanding. And how long have you been going with Rennie's Honey Butter? What year are we on now?
Well, we're about to enter year four. It's crazy.
Yeah, now, Leanna was talking about the first time that she ran into you. Where was that again?
Yeah, it was in Robertsdale at a arts and crafts fair. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I've done a few things over there in Robertsdale, some shows and markets and things like that. So I try to go to those things. This year has been a little different, obviously, but I do try and go to all the shows.
Outstanding. And what's on the horizon? You got expansion plans? You got new items you're working on? What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you saw our most recent Facebook post about our Chipotle butter.
I am curious. Is that a sweet Chipotle butter or a savory Chipotle butter?
So that is our second savory flavor. So the first was the garlic parmesan, which I talked about the last time I was on your show.
Right.
Thank you. And then this is our Chipotle butter. So it's a savory butter. And in the recipe, all I did was use a crock pot and set it on low all day, added a jar of my Chipotle butter, a tub of cream cheese, and some chicken, let it sit all day, and then I topped that with some quinoa, and it was delicious.
Oh, it sounds great. I'm thinking if I were doing a steak night and I wanted to do a Latin theme, I would just put a pat of that Chipotle butter on top of the steak and let it melt onto it.
That would be so yummy. Mm-hmm. It is really delicious. We're beginning our savory line, so that's the second butter in our savory line.
Well, it sounds like a great one, and the ideas are just popping up. If you're making quesadillas, use that for the butter on the quesadilla.
Yes, that would be so good, too.
Yeah, Heather and I... she has reintroduced me to the love of just good bread and good butter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, nothing fancy. Well, yours is fancy. we recently watched a little thing that explained the difference between Irish butter and American butter. So we have gotten to keep a small amount of Kerrygold, which its only purpose is to smear on bread.
Mm-hmm.
I cook with Challenge butter, which is a good butter out of California, but it's a very American butter, and it doesn't have that fat that you get from an Irish butter, which is what just makes it, and the Danish butters just seem like a totally different thing. And you being a butter expert, you probably get exactly what I'm talking about. We need to restock on some Rennie's Honey Butter, though. So
yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, the next off day, I've got some time. I need to head out to the college because I haven't been there yet. It's not that far from the house. It's just, you know, things are a little crazy right now, Meredith.
I know, but you can do two stops in one day because I'm only 5-ish minutes away from South Alabama Custom Meat. So
you have
a whole day full of adventure that if you come out and see us.
There we go, and then lunch would be at Jade Flames. My gosh, I love that place. It is that ribeye banh mi they make is both the best banh mi I've ever had and the best steak sandwich I've ever had.
Yes, their banh mi is yummy.
Yeah. All right, Meredith, give everybody your address again and your phone number and your Facebook. And you know, if they want to write you a letter, you can give them your home address.
If you want. Yeah, so my business is Rainey's Honey Butter, and you can search Facebook or Instagram for that, or go online, rainyshoneybutter.com. And our location is called The Cottage. It's in West Mobile. The address is 9211 Cottage Hill Road. We're on the corner of Cottage Hill and McFarland, so near Causey Middle School. And you can order online, you can text your order in, or call 545-3840.
There we go. And you're in a lot of local markets as well, plus Heather's favorite restaurant, the Cheese Cottage.
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite restaurants as well.
I think it was last Sunday she decided, I'm going to go down to Cheese Cottage and get a charcuterie board. So she drove from Sims to the Cheese Cottage to get her charcuterie board and back home. And it may have had something to do with the fact that I bought her a new car.
I know.
All right, Meredith, it is always a pleasure talking to you, and keep doing a great job out there, okay?
Well, thanks for having me on. Come see me sometime, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you,
happy
Meredith.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Yeah, we have, I think we ran into her at something from the city of Mobile. Some event. Oh, it may have been Taste of Mobile. But that was where we first ran into her, and we just were like, oh, my gosh, this butter.
Yes. Yes, and as soon as me and my friend tried it, we were addicted.
And BA from Point Clear has sent a picture through the text line, which you can too, at 343-0106. It says, I bet that butter would pair well with some of my mom's homemade Satsuma jelly.
Ooh.
Mm-mm-mm. Got a case of it. This is, you know, especially with people not being able to get out and shop, this is the year to really make something to give as gifts, be it a jam, jelly, salsa. I have done that many times. Heather's best friend loves mango salsa. So I try to make her a batch of mango salsa.
Nice.
And what's funny is Heather doesn't care for mango salsa. So if I make it, I'm eating it or we're giving it away.
Right.
Yeah. And it's, I'm not sure what, I forget what it was that she didn't care for. And maybe that whole sweet savory thing. My dad despised mango salsa and my mother loved it. I've got a buddy, he likes it okay. His wife does not like the combination of sweet and savory.
I want sweet
to be sweet. I want savory to be savory. And then I always go, you put ketchup on your french fries? Do you use barbecue sauce when you barbecue? Because that's all sweet and savory combination. In fact, ketchup has got as much sugar in it as honey.
Yes.
I mean, I used to do the PB&J burger back in my lucky days, which was a Thai peanut sauce and jalapeno jelly. And people are like, jelly on a burger? Ketchup is tomato jelly.
Yeah.
So it's not that weird.
Right.
Then you got that heat from it. Now, I've been sitting here using this honey to soothe my throat. This is delicious.
Thank you.
And you say it's just wildflowers.
Yes, just wildflowers from the area in South Mobile. Have about three hives that... And I never go out and touch them. I'm always scared. He has a bee suit, so he's always the one that works with it.
Yeah.
He has a friend that's brave that keeps saying he's going to go help without the bee suit. I'd like to see that.
I need
to get a video of it.
I've seen it on video. Well, keep in mind, 100 years ago, they didn't have bee suits. They were still harvesting honey. So. I can't wait for the next commercial break. I got one I can't get rid of, folks. I apologize. But so I am looking forward to Thanksgiving this week. I am only going to cook one dish. Heather's stepdad loves oyster dressing.
Me too.
I got a bunch of Hall's Andouille sausage. And what I did was I diced it, rendered it down in two iron skillets with onions, and then finished with a little butter. And I poured my cornbread batter into that. So now the andouille is going to be mixed into the cornbread. So all I got to do is make regular dressing and add my oysters to it.
Nice.
And the andouille and the onions will all be cooked in there. The onions have taken on the flavor of the andouille from sauteing with them. I tried a little bit of the cornbread the other night, because when I do one for a dressing, I'm not necessarily trying to make the best cornbread I can. But I did. It was the best cornbread I've ever made in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 343-0106. We got one more segment, folks.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, we are back. Final segment. Billy Hyland. Woo! Happy birthday, brother. I see you in the comments section. He said he loves that Nino dude. We were talking about Chef Nino during the break and some of his seasonings and Playhouse Spices and all these great local companies that we have. And Mike and I are going to try and have several on, like we did today with Meredith, and talking about their stuff, getting ready for the holidays. And you say you're getting ready to do a series of posts, right?
Right. Well, I take care of the Facebook page for FM Talk 106.5, and I've been posting a couple of things here and there. But next Saturday, like Meredith said, is Shop Local. And so I've been encouraging people to shop local, and I want to highlight some businesses that are local that people can go to. So if you have a business, email me. My email is Leanna, L-E-E-A-N-N-A, at fmtalk1065.com.
At F-F-M-M-T.
F-F-F. and I will put you on the list.
Absolutely. And, you know, every now and then I'll invite somebody to come on the show, and they're like, we've been listening for years. We've always wanted to know how you get on the show. Ask. That's how you get on here. I will often, in fact, most of the time, I go and pursue guests to come on the show, and because I'll see their post on Facebook and go, oh, that's relevant. Let's get them on, see if we can help them. But if you've got an event coming up, you know, as long as it's food and drink related, we're going to help you out. You know, if you're doing a soccer tournament to raise money for new uniforms, we're really not the show for that. But if you're selling cookies for new uniforms, come on. We'll talk to you.
And how do they get in touch with you?
Sipandchew@mail.com. No G, just mail.com. Or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/sipandchew. It works out well there. We're also on Instagram, Sip and Chew Show. We've got a YouTube page as well. So just pretty much if you see us, say hey. You can always hit me up on Facebook on my personal page too, Stuart Rabdonald. Or Mike Bailey, you can go with them. And, yeah, just reach out to us because this show was originally begun almost 8 years ago for the sole purpose of promoting our local businesses. So, and we like to, the mix that we bring in is mostly local, splashed with some national stuff. We've had Simon Majundar on the show. We've had John Besh. We've had Bo Jackson. You know, so we get some bigger national names. And we like to do that because then we get to tell them, have you tried Hall's Andouille sausage? Have you tried Rini's honey butter?
Right.
And get them on board with it. I know that Simon Majundar got to enjoy a couple of pounds of Kaneka sausage. When he was in here, we gifted him with it. He took it to Tampa and cooked a dinner for a group of people there and used the Kaneka in it. So now the Kaneka has spread to Tampa, Florida. You know, we like to do things like that. I sent a package of Kaneka once to a food blogger in New York who always saw me posting with that. So I sent her some. And that's one of the reasons we bring the national audience on is, you know, to show off that we know these people. And, and to help them sing the praises of our beautiful spot on the Gulf Coast.
Definitely.
And we have a call, and I haven't heard from her in a while, and it's our good friend, Cookie. Good morning, Cookie. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry to hear you got a little congestion there, and I got a suggestion for that, if you don't mind. And you probably already know about it, but if you're like me, you know about it, and then you forget it when you really need it. But along with, because I got a question for Leanne, too, so let me ask her before you let me go.
Okay.
Along with her, some of that honey that, hey, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. But anyway, put some cayenne. Cayenne tea is really the thing that will really, really help to break up cough and congestion.
Excellent.
Since you're a man with a widely and educated palate, you know. And it's even better if you can throw in some, but try not to heat it up. The citrus, some of the, I mean, it's lemon and satsuma season, man. This is the perfect time for you to have a congestion.
Right? Oh, good. Yeah. I timed it perfectly. Yeah, but, yeah, I enjoy the, you know, and Cookie, you could speak on this, too. I recently read an article that said that the honey helping with hay fever and all that was an old wives' tale, which I know it is not. I have personally experienced it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my sister I don't believe that.
Yeah, my sister had a jar of honey from Theodore, and I was over there. Mm-hmm. I was congested, and I took a spoonful, and before it hit my stomach, my sinuses drained.
Yes.
Well, it's also humectant. You know, which means that it pulls the moisture out of the air and stuff and helps to lubricate all those irritated places that, you know, you've been coughing from.
Right. And as I delved into the article, I later found out that it was sponsored by Big Pharma.
Of course.
Yeah. Which is, you know, pretty much all the industries that we categorize with the word big in front of it are not good. Big Agra is your companies like Tyson and Cargill and Monsanto, they're not good companies. Right. You know, and I see a lot of people come through the grocery store, Cookie, that, oh, that doesn't say Tyson, I don't want it. Well, if it does say Tyson, I don't want it.
Right.
You know, it's as simple as that. It's, you know, they
well,
do.
I mean, nobody wants to starve. But
right.
Your first choice should, I agree with you, you want to make the best choice you can with what's available. And local is usually the best.
Right. And, you know, a lot of things I'm seeing now is people don't want a turkey if it's not butterball. And I'm like, you realize that's the worst turkey on the market. They use cheap turkeys, and then they brine them so that they'll be moist and tender.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just start with a good turkey and then let the consumer decide whether they want it brined or not?
Right.
Well, I don't even want to talk about the poultry farming industry, okay?
Yeah, that's a whole show right there.
But I do want to say, I'm celebrating right as we speak. I'm using local stuff, most of which I've grown, making cordials, okay? So Mike should be here today. Too bad, Mike, you know. I'll call back and bug you later so you can advise me.
Absolutely.
But my question for Leanne, honey, oh, man, I love honey. My grandfather raised bees, and he also was a butcher, by the way, Stu. is it okay for me to ask you, what is the name of the honey? Is it available to the public? And if so, where?
Okay, we're just selling it on our own on the side because...
So she can hit you up on Facebook, maybe?
Yeah, you can hit me up on Facebook. You can always email me here at FM Talk. It's just a little side project that we do, but my boyfriend named it, my fiance named it Bee Vomit.
I love it.
Yeah. Hey, you're a lucky gal, and he's obviously a lucky guy.
Thank you.
We're a lucky audience out here. This is one of the very best Mike and Stu's ever, and y'all have done some good work in the past.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to try and get Garrick Ogburn on before the year is out again to talk about some vegan creations for the holidays. Sound good to you?
Okie dokie. Talk to you later.
Good hearing from you, Cookie. She has been calling into this show for many years.
Wow.
We love to have Cookie come on. We've had Cookie come on and put her on with John from Fish River, and Mike and I just sit back and let them have at it. And that's an easy way to get through the segment right there. We can take a nap if we want to. Thanksgiving is here, and it seems like last week they canceled March Madness. It's been a crazy year, y'all.
It has been.
But get out there, support local. I mean, they shut the country down again. We're not going to have any choice but to support locals. So go ahead and start doing it now. Plant a garden. Mm-hmm. Shoot a squirrel. Do something, folks. Put food on your table that you produce.
Yes.
And don't forget to tip. Until then, provolone.